Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 FM WCLK. The time is 11:50 and we're approaching lunchtime, and also great things happening right here on 91.9 FM WCLK. We do have a visitor, and I know many of you know him. His name is Mike Phillips. Mike Phillips. How are you doing, Mike Phillips?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in, hanging out with me for a minute.
Thank you. I'm on Instagram Live right now, too.
Are you really?
So I'm doing a dual interview. You see, I'm multitasking.
Okay, so you're here to tell the people that there's a great event coming up, and it's taking place on, what is it, August 26th?
August 26th, Saturday.
Saturday.
It's the only place that you need to be.
The only place you need to be. Presented by Wade Ford, and this is... a concert series featuring yourself and Kindred at the Family Soul.
And Loose Ends.
Loose Ends. That sounds real exciting.
That's, you know what? I've been on a lot of festivals, but this lineup is extremely soulful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, you have Loose Ends,
mm-hmm.
who kind of like influence Kindred, you know.
Okay.
So when you look at those groups with great songs and they make you feel good to have... those two groups on at that time, and then you put a little horn player in the middle of that.
Yeah,
I mean it's a winning show.
Put a little horn player in the middle of that.
Put a little Mike Phillips sprinkled on top of that. You're good.
Mike, I've seen you on stage walking across the stage, playing and all around to the audience, and wow, you might walk across the table or something. I don't know what you might do.
You know what? What I do is subject to the moment, and the moment is unpredictable. I just know that I'm in this business not because, I can make some money.
Mm-hmm.
I get a chance to feed my family, and that's good. But I'm passionate about what I do.
Yes.
And everything is secondary. So, you know, my job is, if you come to the Wade Ford concert series, it's about Mike Phillips putting on a show. To the level that you're going to enjoy the show.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy the show and kind of like double your investment. So you pay $40, I'm going to give you a $100 show.
You're going to rock the house.
I'm going to try my best.
Okay, so whether you're playing the national anthem or whether you're doing a series of events like jazz concerts all over the place, we are going to get some great music from you. So what's happening? Who's playing with you? What you going to do on Saturday?
Oh, man, I'm going to have fun. I have Wes Bird, my music director. We got 2 days of rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in my rehearsals, I take a Prince approach where it's a lot of quality control. We make sure that everything we do as musicians and the band is very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
We're clean, we're accurate, and we just lay a great foundation for me to be the artist that I can be.
That sounds like perfection.
Well, you know, perfection is, I don't think that's ascertainable, but what separates the men from the boys is how close you can get to it. So that's why we rehearse, to make stuff tight, because I think when you look at people, and nowadays there's so much competition, people can go home and, you know, watch Netflix. They can go out to dinner. They can go to the movies. So now I think the music has a little bit more competition than what it used to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much things that can distract people or get people to go to. So, but there's something different about the music. People can always forget what you say and what you do, but they'll never forget how you make them feel. And that's what makes the music different, because at the end of the day, we are giving you a feeling to go home with for the rest of your life. Watching a DVD can't do that. Hanging out in the club can't do that. But when you are listening to musicians give their heart and soul on the stage, and you feel the spirit of what they do get into you, then we're imparting experiences. So I'm happy that Wade Ford really stepped it up and allowed this series to go on, because at the end of the day, we're just giving experiences. So with all these great artists, I know people, we're going to just have a great time. So I'm looking forward to it.
So what are you working on musically when you're not performing live, as far as maybe you're in a studio?
Musically, yeah. I am I'm finished. I'm just about finished my album, my fourth album, studio album, and it's called Pulling Off the Covers.
Mm-hmm.
First single, What a Fool Believes. So I'm taking all of the songs that I love, and I'm kind of like doing them how Mike Phillips would do them.
Oh.
So I've got Craig Mack's Flavor in Your Ear.
Okay.
I got Watching You, Slave, but Brian McKnight is singing it.
Oh, okay.
I got one song with almost like seven people on it. Eric Robeson, Lila James, Avery Sunshine, Raheem Devine, everybody on this one song.
How do you get all these people together? I know have busy schedules.
Nah, I just told them, you know, all I need is one line from you and keep it moving. They sang it and kept it moving.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this album. It's what I would want to do as a musician. Everything is live. There's nothing in the studio. And we're doing and we're arranging, we're writing. I have a string section. So this is, if there's any album that I want to do it in the process I want to go through, I want to take it back to how they did albums in the 60s. They got musicians in the room and they cut.
Yeah, one take.
Yeah, exactly.
One take. When will this album be out?
Well, the single is dropping very soon. If a little birdie told me, I have it somewhere around here.
Okay, but I can look for it.
A little birdie told me that y'all have it somewhere.
Okay, so what's the name of it? What should I be looking for?
It should be What a Fool Believes.
What a Fool Believes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I'm going to look for it.
All right, cool, cool.
For those of you who are just tuning in, Mike Phillips here in the studio and this concert. The energy, come feel the soul, get in the groove. This coming Saturday.
Wade get Ford. Your tickets now. Wade Ford.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if they got some cars there, y'all can drive them too. You can do all the things and then get the DVD, you get the CD, put it in the car, listen to me, and then come to the concert, listen to me again. So it's all good. Shout out to Wade Ford. Thank you so much for investing in the music and making sure that people can enjoy their summers with their favorite artists. And shout out to Doc Robinson for booking the series and doing this thing. Doc, you know Doc be on this grind.
I know he does. And this is going to take place at the Mabel House Barnes Amphitheater. How do you like the event location?
I love it. Yeah. It's intimate. Uh-huh. It's big, but it's intimate. So I don't feel that people are so far back that I can't walk out with my horn and touch them. So there's not a bad seat in the house.
And that's what you do. You walk out with your horn. You touch the people. You feel the energy, the vibe from the audience.
There's nothing more beautiful than having a crowd who are just... And, you know, music, it's so powerful. I don't care what economic background you're from. I don't care how much money you make or where you're from, what neighborhood you're from, music, what color you're from, what political affiliation. At the end of the day, the music brings everyone together. And to be at the vantage point of being a artist, looking at that togetherness that's done from the music, there's nothing more beautiful than that.
That's right.
Make sure, like, if you want to get some tickets, seriously, make sure you hit up Ticketmaster. These tickets are going fast, so don't hit me up on the cell talking about I can't get in. Can you slide me a comp or a pass?
Oh, man, that always happens.
Yeah, it always happens, but I'm just telling you now. You have your opportunity to get your tickets, so just hit up Ticketmaster and we all good. I'll see you there.
Yes, indeed. Mike Phillips, thank you so much for stopping by WCLK. Hey, what were you doing during the eclipse yesterday?
I was in D.C. and I wasn't getting eclipsed. Yo, they had this one big cloud in the way.
Was there?
And I'm sitting up there like, this is the time that you want to just be in the way?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like some people, man. They just like to get in the way, right?
Yeah,
I feel like Ludacris, move! Get out the way! That's what that cloud, man, it kind of messed up. But you know what, though? It's beautiful. I totally wish that people were more excited about voting than that on the clips. They came out and drove. They planned and did their things, went on cruises and did that and planned trips. I was like, man, are they voting for somebody? Because I just, not to go on a political tangent, but I wish the next election cycle, let's just act like it's an eclipse.
An eclipse. Yeah. Voters to the polls.
Exactly. We should fake the eclipse. We're like, there's no eclipse, but here's a polling place.
Mike Phillips. See you on Saturday. Mabel House Barnes Amphitheater, presented by the Wave 4 Concert Series. It's going to be so exciting. And again, Loose Ends.
Kendrick, they're my old label mates from Hidden Beach. So, man, I cannot wait to hear them. That mother, that father, and I'm saying Kendrick, they are the epicenter of what family and good music, good feeling music is about. So if you don't leave listening to them feeling good about yourself and your family and feeling uplifted, then I don't know what else I can do. You got to go to church.
So you're a fan also.
Oh, yes, I'm a fan. So I'll be out there watching them. I might be in the audience.
Okay. Thank you so much for stopping by, Mike.
Thank you.
Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK. Mike Phillips. That's on Saturday, Maple House Barnes Amphitheater. 91.9 is Atlanta's Jazz Station.